All right, this is Steven Nicholson in Cotton Correctional Facility from Jackson, Michigan, 492918. And just wanted to go on the record, you know, we are one prison out of three in Michigan right now that is trying to be basically bullied into taking a pill that is supposedly for scabies, even though the nurses claim there's no official diagnosis of scabies in the compound. So why are we being forced to take the pill? I do not know. But if I die or anything crazy happens to me, it's on the record. So. Here's a poem I titled in Variety Blues. The prison population is rocking no cotton in what they donning. Polyester's hot and so is the toonch blazing. Parenthetically, toonch is K2 or spice, and I ain't talking fragrance. What in the blue blazes are we facing? Variations of blue shading from crispy cerulean to blues fading. And my, oh my blues are fading because I stopped pacing and took hold of mental manipulations, i.e. self-strangling. Cryptic clues about variety blues may cause you to snooze on my revelations being let loose. So let me tell you, I mean, boy, let me tell you. Cheap and or old, blue polyester fits are what we're equipped with to wear on a daily basis by these government agents. No human status is given, seen as ignoramus, deterred from true homeostasis. Encouraged complacence by the powers that be with supposed status as they take education and life skill training, yet they flood us with JPEG gaming. We're winners. Don't stop. Don't spin us by giving us fidget spinners instead of the tools to become winners. I got one more poem, and this is for a group called TARP. It's the Adolescent Redemption Project. They're a nonprofit organization that does a tremendous amount of work helping prisoners get out of prison and let their stories be told. I call it Mace Bearer. TARP is our mace bearer, crushing the armor of prison controllers from promoting terror. Is the justice system in error? Well, the statistics will scare you if you're checking for America. Conditions are not as terrible as, let's say, prison in South America, but the fact is that mental status is crashing, so go see the psychoanalyst. And the DOC's idea of rehabilitation is not the answer. This is TARP's war cry to the masses. Understanding America's foundation as blasphemous is vital for change to happen for us, and raising our rehabilitative standards to a time-consuming, sacrificial, hands-on battle is the answer. To alleviate the trashing of the originations of God's creations, causing hate escalation that invade mainframes of America's mainframe. If Papa got a brand new bag, TARP is pushing the same thing, playing no games. It's time for real change. Bump making change, except for them funds raised, to fund what the cause obligates, laying waste to hate and ignorant ruts that encase the face of the youth of the nation that the rest of the nation hates. TARP projects to protect us from lies that bureaucracy projects and bureaucratic projects stealing millions of adolescents, not to mention stealing millions just to jet set, bump the suffering children needing redemption. Alas, this war will not end, so TARP must progress and transcend the mental fatigue of scrutiny from those that believe the justice imposed from D.C. to DOCs all across this country is what they need to be safe and free. JC to TARP, we fight for what it really means to be free.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.